Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding Islamic dietary laws, the question and the misconception that we're going to discuss today is the reason because of which pork is prohibited. Why is pig's meat or why is pork prohibited in Islam? We know that the Quran has clearly spelled out that the meat of the pig or the pork is prohibited for Muslims. Generally, people have ascertained the reason for this prohibition is lewdness of the animal, and they say that since whatever one eats, whatever animal one eats, the practices and the various attitudes of that animal, they get transferred into the people who eat those animals. So therefore, since the pig is a lewd animal, it's a licentious animal, it has no sense of chastity in it. So therefore, people who consume pork, they also become lewd, they also become licentious, and they also have sexual profligacy in them. And this is, of course, something which is absolutely forbidden. Now, it needs to be understood, first of all, that this basis has not been mentioned anywhere in the Quran or in the Hadith or anywhere. It's primarily a deduction made by human intellect by gathering certain data. And it can be correct and it cannot be correct. There can be always two opinions about it. However, it is essential that whenever one needs to determine such things, the basis of prohibition, one should go after what the Quran itself has said, or at several times, various narratives of the Prophet, various sayings of the Prophet are very, very instrumental in guiding us towards the truth in such matters. And it will become evident in the next couple of minutes that this is the case also in this matter as well. For example, we know that in the Quran itself, there is no reason which is stated for the prohibition of these items. Of course, we know that the Quran has not provided an extensive list of edibles which is prohibited simply because what is prohibited is generally known to human nature. So therefore, a list is not required to be provided. And the Quran has pinpointed only those areas in which human intellect could have faltered. Now, but the question still remains that why has the Quran pointed out three or four basic things regarding this and has also not mentioned any reason? We, of course, can go into that and we can make a number of conclusions, but the fact of the matter is that if we study certain narratives of the Prophet, we find out that the hikmah or the wisdom behind edibles or animals which are prohibited can be gauged very, very effectively, and that can be extended also to the prohibitions mentioned in the Quran. Now, we know that the Prophet himself has prohibited as we know from one's own innate guidance, savage animals or beasts which consume meat are not allowed from human nature's point of view for people. Now, precisely this is what the Prophet has pointed out. He said that kullu zi nabim min as-saba wa kullu zi makhlabin min at-tayr, and all those animals which have incisors, so that they are able to pounce on their prey and kill them through those long teeth and incisors, and all those birds which have large claws, they are prohibited. Now, it becomes evident that the reason for this prohibition is their beastliness. The beastliness of these animals is the cause of this prohibition. And the Prophet, of course, when he said that such things are prohibited, and by saying so, he actually was delineating nothing but what is found in one's own innate guidance. He pinpointed the fact that the reason for this prohibition, of course, through these words, is what is evident is the beastliness of the animal. And whatever one consumes, of course, has its effects on the eater. So a person who eats beasts is likely to end up with the qualities and the attributes and various inclinations of beasts. So therefore, it was this beastliness which was prohibited. Now, if this is the case, then we can also, to a reasonable degree of certainty, say that the four things, or the three things primarily, the fourth one is slaughtering in the name of someone other than God, which is very quite clear. The other three things, which is, of course, the meat of a pig, and then it's blood, which is poured forth, and then it is the meat of the dead animal. These three things, if they are also deliberated upon, one can safely say and extend this reason offered by the Prophet into these three things and say that their prohibition is also because of this beastliness and savagery. And consequently, we can thus extrapolate and think and see that the prohibition of pork or prohibition of the pig is also because of the fact that it is primarily a beast in nature who consumes meat. We know that it consumes meat, and it has incisors also, and it cuts open its prey And we also know that it's also herbivore. It also consumes vegetation. So it seems very evident that the Quran is actually pinpointed the fact that although the pig is also a carnivore and it's also herbivore, it consumes vegetation and it also cuts open its prey whenever it has to hunt for its prey. So therefore, this issue was there that the pig was also a beast, whereby it, of course, is a carnivore, it cuts open its prey, and it also is an animal which consumes vegetation. And like other animals which consumes vegetation, it should have been allowed. But the Quran gave its verdict and said that its beastliness is dominant over its other nature, in which whereby it consumes vegetation. And this was the verdict of the Quran, and we can also verify this through experience. We know that the pig is an omnivore, as I said. It consumes meat and it also consumes vegetation. But the fact of the matter is that human nature could have faltered, human intellect could have faltered in determining that which of these two aspects is more dominant. And the Quran gave its verdict and said that primarily it's beastliness which is more dominant. This is, as I said, because an extrapolation can be made from the comments and the sayings of the Prophet, whereby it's primarily the beasts which cut open their prey through their incisors or through their claws that which are prohibited. So if this is the primary reason for prohibition, then this can be extended and we can verify it also, and we can see that although the pig has both these natures, it consumes vegetation and it also consumes meat, but we could not have been in a position to decide that which of these two natures is more dominant. And the Quran has told us and has warned Muslims that they should not eat pork. And the reason behind this is not because, for example, that it's a lewd animal, because we have no such means of determining it precisely. It's something which anyone can say about any animal. But if we go through on the basis of the saying of the Prophet, the way he has guided us regarding the wisdom behind these prohibitions, we can safely say that the reason why a pig is prohibited is because of this beastly nature which is predominant in its personality. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.